This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, I got a spoiler alert for you. Okay, if you don't want to be shocked, if you don't want me to give away the ending, just sort of, tune out now. Just for like a minute and a half. Tune out. Because I'm going to give you a spoiler alert on the new collective bargaining agreement in the NFL. Okay, everybody's turned down their radios that doesn't want to hear it. Okay, spoiler alert. The NFL Players Association is going to lose. They're going to lose. Can I help you? Did I ruin it for anybody? Anybody out there, did I ruin it for you? The NFL Players Association is going to lose in the negotiation with the owners. I don't know how they're going to lose. I don't know what they're going to lose on. But I will make the guarantee, and I mean guarantee. Here's your guarantee. The new agreement will be agreed to, okay, at some point. They'll agree to the new working arrangement. And within the first 2 hours, you will have members of the NFL Players Association bitching and complaining about it on their social media, on their personal social media. Because once again, it is a Players Association that just doesn't get it. They don't get it. Because what it is the have and the have-nots. You've got guys who are highly compensated, highly paid. They are the legends of their business. And then you've got other guys that are doing the grunt work in the industry. They're the guys who are making minimum wage. They're making minimum wage. And they're out there and they're making minimum wage and they're trying to find their way in to be able to say, we don't have any voice. The millionaires of my industry, the 10, 20, 30, $40 million guys, they're calling all the shots in this negotiation. They're the ones who are calling all the shots. They're the ones who are the kings of the castle. So their futures are being determined by those guys. That's who's determining their fate. And what's going to happen is they will be complaining because it's what the NFL Players Association does every single time a new agreement is signed. They complain within hours. They were cheated. They didn't get a fair shot. The owners don't really care about all the issues. They will turn on each other. They're going to end up turning on each other. Guaranteed. Just mark it down now. They will turn on each other. It will be player on player on social media. They will turn. They will not be a unified front because they never are. Players Association will not find a way to be unified on the results of this negotiation, whenever it comes down, by the way. And I don't know when it's coming down. Maybe it'll come down soon. Maybe it'll be quick. Maybe it won't. But when it comes down, spoiler alert, members of the Players Association will be pissed. and they will not hold together. They will not be a unified front. There's your spoiler alert. We got more coming up on the Major League Baseball, the fallout of the scandal across Major League Baseball with Seth Everett, Major League Baseball Insider, coming up around 20 minutes past the hour, so make sure you're here for that. Again, we talked about it a little bit last week, and I saw more of it this week, where people are responding going, I don't want the 17-game NFL season. I don't want it. I don't like it. I really don't like the system. And now people were losing their minds this week that the NFL may go to seven teams in each conference in the postseason. And I read some really interesting takes, some of the hottest takes, and we've got some hot takes in our business. Man, we got some people with some hot takes. The NFL continues to water down its playoff product. The public is going to reject it. All right. So I went back 10 years because I'm a geek. I went back 10 years, and Anthony, over 10 years, there were 40 wild card games played in the NFL. 40 wild card games played. Can you tell me how many of those 40 games were in the top 25 shows watched on television between 2010 and 2019? I went back 10 years. So there were 40 wild card games played. How many of those ended up in the top 25 television shows watched for that year?
All of them?
You're a smart man, Anthony. Don't let anyone ever tell you that you aren't smart. All of them. So why do the hot take guys in my business got to be like, oh, yes, the public's going to reject this. The NFL's watering down its product. This is terrible. The NFL's finally, they're going to reject this. The fans are going to realize this is just a money grab. What are you talking about? Why are you so poorly researched? How does somebody let you get behind a microphone and make a living in our business when it takes 2 minutes? No, it doesn't take 2 minutes. Here's a key. Every single year when they put out the list of the top 25 or top 50 or top 100 TV shows, I screenshot it and put it in a folder, in a research folder. So that way I can go back. But how do you get put on the air every day? How does some program director say, you know what, that's a really interesting take that Billy has. The public is going to reject more playoff football. That's his take today. Boy, it really sounds well thought out. Yeah, I think Billy's going to be a huge success. Dude, top 25 TV shows for a decade. Every single wild card game appears on the list. So you're telling me if you give the public two more wild card games, oh, yeah, that's going to be it for them. That's the end. They're throwing up their hands and they're rejecting it at that point. How dumb can you sound? How poorly researched can you sound? Yeah, the public, I know the public tunes in every year for those wild card games, but if you give them two more, that's where they're just going to slam. They're going to vote with their remotes. They're not watching that. How dumb can you sound? Really? It takes such, this is such an easy job, folks, because it's a job anybody who has it should be really passionate about sports. It's really easy if you do a talk show, if you write a column, if you do whatever. It's really easy to do research. With Mike Francesa's Google machine, use the Google machine. You can really, it's not hard. More playoff football means more money for the players, more money for the owners, more entertainment that you seem to really, really like. So the people that want to sit there and scream out their window, just realize they aren't paying attention to you. And you're their audience. And they're not paying attention to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.